si, senor.
There it is.
Hey, if Lionel could do the show sounding like Sean from Prison, y'all be all right.
Hell, you sound worse than Sean from Prison.
I don't know what to tell you, boss.
KD got arrested.
Oh, yeah, that's for real. He in the day room of the prison.
Yeah, yeah, the day room. My bad.
That's dedication. My one collection phone call.
He called in to do the show.
And I ain't got no bail money.
You know what I'm saying?
You figure at this point they would have fixed this shit on the phone, but all right. Where Lionel at?
I don't know.
Jacking off somewhere?
Oh.
He tried to get that one nut in before the show and fell asleep.
Hit his head on the sink and shit. Speaking of going to sleep.
Oh.
Hey, man, y'all got to cut me some slack.
Nigga, no, that shit was hilarious, nigga. Because, like, yo, I'm listening to him, like, damn, I heard KD in a minute. I'm like, yo, this nigga went to sleep.
I would sleep hard. My head had rolled back.
Out the chair.
What happened was my head bobbed and I heard y'all laughing. I was like, I missed a joke. And I was like, that nigga went to sleep. I was like, oh, shit.
Hell no. Man, that's good stuff. That's one for the books.
I had just been, man, you talking about 24 hours of flying both ways. Like, coming back was 28 hours total.
God damn.
I left 3 o'clock Thursday, y'all time, and didn't get back to my house till 10 o'clock. I landed in Tampa at like 8:30. So,
man, that's the struggle. Excuse me, shit, my man.
What the fuck? That man burped and farted at the same time.
I had some grits this morning.
Oh, man. Well, I ain't gonna ruin the show with my shitty prison phone call service, but let y'all motherfuckers know I was here. I ain't just skipping out and shit, so.
Oh, that's good stuff.
What the hell? Are y'all recording?
I ain't no telling with this thing.
Now, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Yo, it's Forget That Yo Radio episode 104. Kick in the dough, come in with the tilapia and the mustard for show.
And a roast of pollo.
Oh, dang. See, you should have told me that earlier.
You didn't ask.
Oh, it's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, aka. Dang, man, hike the ball. Oh, aka. The Food and Naughty, a.k.a. If it's free, if it's for me, a.k.a. Two watches at a time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. Emerge City. If you're trying to hit me on Twitter, I got that new profile pickup. Don't holler at me. Hit the DMs. And we back in the vicinity. We ain't asking for rent money. We just asking for your oldest daughter's virginity. Bars.
Bars. Man. What's up? It's your boy Stone, man. I'm back in the building. AKA Crip Up or Grip Up, AKA your girl top me off. Y'all start kissing like right after I dropped her off. AKA Jenga, because when I pull this piece, your whole block gets shook. AKA DNA, because you get hit with the first and then with the secondary. If your man talks shit, I'll give him the business like it's hereditary. Man, let's get it.
Man, and KD, as you heard from the, you know, the footage I will put in at the beginning of the show, he's in the day room at prison. Cops soliciting trisexuals and midgets.
Oh man, and ostrich statch.
Oh man. Whew. He almost got away with it too.
Messing with underage ostriches, man. Come on, dog.
But I had to report him because he also tried to go at an alpaca, and y'all know that's a show mascot.
And we don't do that.
We don't do that. So I had to call it in, man. You can call me a snitch, whatever you want.
He in the day room.
Yep. So y'all heard him in the day room. Phone check. He had to get off.
Don't drop the soap, homie.
Yeah, I think that was Fleece in the background saying, "I like you and I want you." Mm-hmm.
And Lionel was jacking off before the show. That's his prep, and he hit his head on the sink. So. He had to go to the hospital and shit.
Yeah, I think he got a severe concussion.
And a Ben Peters.
And a... Oh, okay, yeah, that. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just the revolutionary and the goon here today.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
And I want to start with the NBA, dog. You watch the opening tips?
Yeah, man.
LeBron is making me so mad right now.
For real.
Alright, this dude, I don't know what it is, man. Like, I understand people's like, he want to be more like Magic than Jordan. But when it's time to take over, man, if you don't get out that corner.
Man.
This dude is forcing pass. This dude is forcing turnovers. Like, shoot, if you open, just take the shot, man.
Yeah. Yo, eight turnovers.
Eight turnovers.
Eight turnovers. Oh, come on. What are you doing, man?
And then, why is there so many excuses? Oh, it was emotional. The city. All right, there's a concert outside. You're back home. What the hell is so emotional about that?
Yo, how can you get emotional about people that turn their back on you, B?
Yeah, and you like, played. How many years he played there before he left?
Like seven.
7 years, dog. You went through seasons and seasons.
For real? Man. Yo, have you seen that commercial? The Nike commercial.
I seen, like, you talking about the one where he's like lifting weights or something.
Nah, in this one, man, they're the whole team is on the court and LeBron is, they're in the huddle and LeBron is talking to him, right? And like people start coming down from the stands and they're all huddling up and it's like the whole city is huddling up because they in this game together and shit.
Oh yeah, I did see that one.
Bullshit.
I ain't gonna lie, that commercial was kind of fire, though.
Yo, the commercial's dope, just not with Cleveland, bruh, because they turns they backs so people.
They turns they backs. You got your jerseys burnt.
For real, yo, like, I wouldn't even did that commercial, man. Like, yo, are you serious, man?
Yo, would you be mad if LeBron came back and you was one of the people who burnt your jersey?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be like, man, no, they need to give me a refund. I need a new one. Like, will you buy another one?
He said no. Yo, you know what? I wouldn't even be mad. I burnt my jersey. Yeah, I mean, I was stupid for that. But anyway, I wouldn't buy another one because you only signed a 2-year contract.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
I'm saying, ain't no telling how long you going to be here, bro.
And then it's like with LeBron, we always be like, no, there's no way he going to do that. There's no way he going to do this.
And he does it every time.
So there ain't no way I'm going to say he ain't leaving Cleveland after 2 years.
For real, yo, after one, you said after one, dog. Especially yo, if they'd have lost that game last night against the Bulls, I'd be like, oh, he gone.
And it's like the same story over and over. Like last night, LeBron put up like 30 something points.
Yeah.
When he's aggressive, they win. So, do you want your team to win, or are you just trying to get the most assist in the league or something? Like, I don't understand what you're trying to do.
Yo, like, what is that, man? Like, yo, you have, like, yo, just like you said, man, you have to know at some time, okay, these other cats is not going to get it done. I have to go ahead and do this. You keep trying to make these dudes look good. It's not working.
Not working. Cause they was up by 10 points, and then when they needed, they're like, they needed help. Like, nobody put the ball in the hole. This dude is still passing and running to the corner. I'm like, dog, if you don't get in there. And then I had money on LeBron over, over 24 and a half points. Because, you know, after a bad game, he's going to come out and show you what he could do.
Yeah.
And then after that, he's going to go back to that same old crap. So I'm like, this game, he's going to go off. Man, this dude was on 24 for so long, for a quarter and a half. I'm like, there's no way. If it didn't go to, no, he scored, like, right before. When he missed, like, them last three, got blocked, threw it out of bounds, whatever he did, and he kept messing up. And then he got that last layup. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And another team, the Lakers.
Boy, it's going to be a long year, son.
I'm betting on every team that got shooters
against the Lakers.
Team total over. Every team total against the Lakers, they all won. They're winners so far.
Man.
When I tell you this team doesn't know what defense looks like.
Yo, what was that shit with Kobe and Dwight, though?
Oh, man. Dwight was about to... Chris Childs, that man.
Yo, like, everybody brought that up, yo. Like, yo, like people like, oh, man, Kobe tough. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Ain't nobody ever said Kobe got them hands.
All we say is Kobe caught them hands.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. And Chris Childs gave him the only two-piece, dog. So what you think Dwight gonna do to him? And, yo, people like, Dwight was wrong. How? He clearing out the ball.
Yep, like everybody does.
You know what I'm saying? You're obviously not going to get it, homie. Back up. Okay, you caught that first one. You ain't want to stop. Well, you caught another one. Come on, man. Oh, Kobe. Kobe was just trying to get the ball. No, Kobe was trying to get fucked up. That's what it was.
You see what Dwight was like, really? Really, you?
Yo, and then, I know you.
Yeah, Kobe was like, wait a minute. Was that Dwight saying I know you or Kobe? Kobe, right?
No, that was Dwight.
Yeah, that was Dwight.
Kobe was like, saying, you soft.
Yeah, that's right. He's like, you soft. Dwight like, man, I know you like, come on, man.
Come on, man, I know
you. I see the two-piece and the biscuit. Like, are we really taking it down to this?
For real, man. Yo, you don't want no parts of them monkey arms, man. Try to hurt that dude. Dog,
that reach Dwight got in them shoulders.
Yo, that dude like he's swinging sledgehammers, man.
Oh, all he got to do is catch Kobe once.
Yep, and it's a wrap.
And he got that reach, man. Come on, Kobe. You on the court. That's why you talking tough.
Yeah. And y'all was losing by a lot. why are you going this hard? When they was down by like, what, 25 or some shit?
Dog, did you see the game last night?
Nuh-uh.
Kobe, come on. Dog, I don't know. I got to watch more. I don't know if last night was a bad night because I didn't see him in the other games. But, oh, my God. Kobe looked terrible. This dude was jacking up. I think I seen him make one shot. This dude. And then he was shooting, like, quick into the shot clock. Like that picture I put up on Instagram.
Yeah.
This dude was dribbling with four or five people on him, not passing the ball.
Yo, refuse to pass the ball, son.
Yo, I don't think he care no more.
Yo, man, it's a wrap. The Lakers is done this year, man. They can cancel all that shit.
Yep. They can cancel Christmas.
How the Bulls look?
Man, the Bulls look good, but the coach, like when they take the starters out and put the bench in.
Yeah.
Man, they were struggling. Because they had Cleveland by, like, 8 points. And then, like, they didn't have nobody who could score. Like, that's why they got Gasol, because they didn't have nobody who could score. So, finally, I'm like, yo, put Gasol in. Because you keep Gasol out. Because who's the other dude they got? Taj Gibson.
Yeah.
Like, you play him more than Gasol. Put Gasol in right now with the second team, because they need a scorer on the floor.
Hell yeah.
So, they need to fix this. I don't know, man. He need to fix his lineup issue. Because their defense wasn't like the normal defense. And then your boy might not re-sign. I think it's Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Now, that was not a pass interference, man. This is... Well, yeah, he did kick him at the end. Oh. Yeah, man. So, and then your boy D. Rose was out like the last 4 minutes and the overtime because he twisted his ankle.
Yo, I heard somebody in the audience lost their mind.
That chick was like, no! No, I just got these season tickets! Nah, he need to get off Adidas, for real.
Yeah, man. Oh.
damn. That lady was not having that, boy. Yeah, man, but NBA's back. It was dope. Dallas, the Mavericks, they look fire.
Yeah, they do.
They got so many people, man. They even got Felton. I'm like, dang. They have so many players.
Damn. They were saying who they say the best team in the West was.
Man, people was talking about the Clippers. They look soft to me.
Yeah. I can't remember who they said.
Was it Golden State?
I think Charles Barkley was saying Dallas like the best team in the West.
Yeah, I think Dallas is. Because they just got so many people, man. Like, they second. I believe, like, they second team could come in there and do some damage.
Damn.
If Felton play like Felton could play.
Yeah.
They're going to be a problem.
Stop pulling pistols on people and shit.
Then, yeah. Florida State, man, they gonna keep giving people heart attacks. Let's get down to 14-21, and then your boy, what's the quarterback's name? Winston.
Yeah.
I don't know if this boy is just. I'm starting to think he kind of slow.
Have you ever heard him talk?
Man, that's because he look where he from though.
I'm saying, but he also do slow shit though. You know, what I'm saying? Stealing the crabs.
Why don't he get some glasses? You see how he be trying to look up the board? I'm like, dang, bro, you all right?
Hey, man, you need to go to Lenscrafting, B. What's going on?
But, like, he threw the dumbest passes. Coach was like, yo. You see Coach talking to him? He's like, all right. Come right back out and do the same thing.
Same shit. You better get on track, boy.
I thought they was toast, man. But they just keep getting these lucky breaks.
Yo, who's number? Is Mississippi State still number one?
Yeah, that looks weird to me.
For real, yo, is what Mississippi State then Alabama?
Heck, no, it ain't Alabama, is it?
No, Florida State, Mississippi State, yeah, Florida Mississippi State.
Florida State,
and then I think Alabama like number four or five.
Yeah,
damn.
And who's up there? There's another Mississippi up there.
Is it just Mississippi?
Ole Miss,
no, yeah, Ole Miss. Auburn's up there, but they play each other, so one of them is going to be gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Who got that game?
Ole Miss. I would say Auburn, man, but I don't know.
Well, since you said Auburn, I'm about to bet on Ole Miss, see what happens.
Ain't that some shit? Yo, speaking of college football, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was, for some reason, I was thinking about Michael Sams. Pause. And, Yo, he was the SEC player of the year and didn't make it to the NFL, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I wonder how many SEC, because that's the hardest conference. How many SEC player of the years didn't make it to the NFL? Or how many did make it, right? From 1933, son, every one of them has played in the NFL.
Dang. Wait, so preseason don't count?
No, I'm talking about made an NFL team.
Oh, okay.
Since 1933, every one of them, dog.
Man, that's telling you something.
For real. You know what I'm saying? There's no way this guy is not good enough to make an NFL team.
I think they send like an intern or something around in a lot. Let's say like the Cowboys and the Rams.
Yeah.
I bet you they sent like an intern or something around to talk to the players. Like, this is strictly confidential. What you say here, your name will not be attached to it, whatever. And they just ask the players, like, how would you feel with this person in here? And they get like a, once they tally everything up, they take it back to management. They're like, look, this ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, there ain't no other reason why.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Be there, especially look at the Raiders and stuff. Man, these defenses is horrible.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, y'all, some of y'all need a defensive player of the year. Yeah.
y'all telling me this dude can't make it nowhere? He ain't better than nobody in the NFL.
Y'all 0-7, son. Y'all not stopping nobody from doing nothing. And you telling me this dude can't get on the squad?
Even the people they was he was smashing in preseason.
Yeah.
And I bet you they still on the roster as backup. This is crazy.
Yo, like that's so horrible, dog. Like, that shit is crazy, man.
Dang, that man got straight alienated. And then Cowboys dropped on. Like, come on.
Yeah, man, like that shit.
And then we lost like two defensive players the next game. And they still ain't called them back. Like, nope. We finally got rid of him. We can't call him back.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we gave him all the time that he needed.
I wonder how much do they get paid for preseason, right?
Yeah, I think they preseason or practice squad.
Practice. I mean, like, preseason. Like them people who's playing for the preseason.
Oh yeah, I think they get a little. They get a little bread. I know the practice squad. They get like $6,000 a week or some shit like that.
$6,000 a week.
I think so. Either $6,000 a month or $6,000 a week.
Man, I'll take that. I'm about to go try to make a roster.
You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, man, let me hold the punt or something. You know what I'm saying? The field goal and shit, man. God damn.
Heck nah. Let's see what else happened in sports. Never bet on tennis. It's the most confusing. Man, these dudes would be like, dude to come out the first set. Smash, dude. Bang, bang, bang. Knock him out of the park. 6-1, 6-2. You're like, oh, he got this on lock. He killing this man.
Be struggling the rest of
dude,
the day.
Dude, why? What happened? Like, the dude ain't playing no hard. Dude playing the same he was playing.
Yo, but that's just like in football. You murdered them the first half. Second half, they come back. Like, what changed?
Well, they do defensive changes and stuff and schemes and setups.
Okay, if you really think you're going to come out and do the same thing on offense, like, they're not going to go in and change their defense. That means you need to change yours, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Everybody should have a first half offense and a second half offense. Yeah. First half defense, second half defense. You know what I'm saying?
But on tennis, like, you ain't got no, like, I'm watching them. They doing the same. Like, dude was hitting them aces, smashing aces.
Yeah.
Next round, he hitting the net, getting double faults, losing points. I'm like, so now you can't get the ball over the net. That's what we're doing. You rank 4 in the nation.
And you just got weak as shit all of a sudden.
Yeah, you 900 games in, and now we can't get the ball over the net. Okay, I see. You're 59-1. Okay, I get it.
No, you want me to come see you for my money. That's all.
Nah, that dude's making me so bad. I'm done with tennis.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, another thing I'm done with? Filipino basketball.
Where do you watch Filipino basketball?
I don't watch it online. But, Filipino, the PBA, Filipino basketball, is, that this is the only sports basketball league where you can be down by 40, you can get down by 45 in one quarter, and come back and take the lead in that same quarter.
In one quarter? What the fuck are they doing? Philippines, man.
Like, when they don't got the games on TV, I'm watching on Twitter, and they be updating the score. So, I'm like, I got this money in the bank. It's fourth quarter. They was down by 28 points. Got it. Sold up. Slow the clock down, whatever. I mean, they ain't coming back. I see the updates. All I see is the other team score, and my team I'm on scores the same. I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe he messing up. Maybe he just
did they just walk off the court?
You know? Yeah, like what? So there's two of them. So I go to the other Twitter account. Like, man, that dude tripping. He sleeps up. Same thing. I'm like, wait a minute. So there is no timeouts being called or nothing.
Nothing. Nobody regrouping. Nothing.
Nothing. I'm like, what? This can't be for real. These dudes come back in one quarter, man. Like, they don't, like, I know teams have droughts, but they just go on, we quits.
Yeah, like, yo, y'all just not touching the ball at all.
And then they star, like, the third quarter, they star. He hit, like, 4 straight three-pointers to get him up. I'm like, where is he? Like, is he just not playing anymore? He quit, too?
Man, oh, man, that's the
most crazy. Most frustrating thing ever, man.
Yeah, don't bet on Filipino basketball.
Oh, check this out. So the team was on. Now that the game's tied, is 13 seconds left. I see a dude.
Alright, dude missed a shot and had a breakaway layup. Guess what he does? Who slips and loses the ball on a breakaway layup?
You fired.
A breakaway layup for the win?
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Duh, I was so mad I almost walked out of work. Like, screw this.
I'm done.
Just screw everything today.
Hell no, man.
So, how your workouts been going?
They going, man. You know what I'm saying? I kind of hit a wall. They're getting boring. I need to find something else to do.
Uh-oh. What was your routine?
I got the little dumbbells that I do on the bench. Push-ups, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing, like, creative push-ups and shit. And creative sit-ups and all that. Pull-ups and all that.
Wait a minute. You can do pull-ups?
Yeah, I got a pull-up bar in my house.
I can't even do pull-ups.
Why not?
I don't know. Pull-ups hate me.
Speaking of that, right? Yo, all right, man. So why are you losing weight?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I ain't never had abs. And I want to walk around with no shirt on and look like a Spartan. Because, I mean, it was like, if you want to be the best you could be in every other area in your life, why not look the best with it?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much everybody's reason, right? Except my homeboy. So I'm talking to my kid on the phone, man. I'm like, yo, what's good? He's like, yeah, man, I'm going to this wellness center, man. I'm going to pay somebody to help me lose his weight and shit. I'm like, why are you paying? He's like, man, I was with this chick the other night, man. I lost something off my stroke. I said, what? He's like, yeah, man, I'm supposed to be in there deeper than I am, dog. I got to lose this weight, dog. I said, hell.
She went moaning the same as I remember her.
So fucking stupid.
So he didn't say like my stamina or nothing. He just said about his stroke game. His
stroke game is off. I'm still putting in work, man, but I don't get the same feeling that I get. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, B. Yo, then I was talking to my other dude, and he went and took the he had sleep apnea.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever known anybody with sleep apnea?
Yeah.
Okay. So when they do the test, they give you a number of on the scale of what you are, right? Now you're supposed to be zero. He it's funny because these two dudes I know, they both took the test at different times. And one dude, the first dude, like they're like, yo, you're the worst we've ever seen. His number is supposed to be zero. His shit is 14, right?
Wait a minute. The doctor person said, yo, numbers is the worst I ever seen?
Yeah. The doctor told him, you're the worst case we've ever seen, right?
Dang.
So then like a couple of months later, my other dude go, he's worse than this dude.
Right? Oh my God. And you know both these dudes.
And they know each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, what? How is that possible? The worst two cases they've ever seen, and y'all know each other. His shit is 18. I'm like, damn. So, yo, he went to go take, they do the little sleep study, right? Dog, they told him he stopped breathing in his sleep for 36 seconds.
Dang, 36 seconds straight?
Yes, he died a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He stopped breathing for 36 seconds, and he stopped, and it happened 70 times in 60 minutes.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. So he stopped breathing for 36 seconds, 70 times in a minute?
In an hour.
Oh, an hour, 60 minutes.
But 70 times in 60 minutes, that's more than once a minute.
No, y'all gotta fix me right now. Like, I'm not leaving. Like, we gonna have to, y'all gotta give me the machine or something today.
Yo, we call that shit the danger zone. Cause it looked like with a pilot mask. You say, yeah, man, they gave me the danger zone as soon as I walked out of there.
Dang, 36 seconds is a long time.
Long time, dog, for real.
Half a minute? So his joint be just locked up. Oh my god. Can't you like go brain dead or something?
Yo, I don't know. Yo, like, he be waking up though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't fucking him up at all. He just stops breathing when he sleep.
Is he big?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yo, he got it. He got fixed that, dog. Dang.
Yo, 36 seconds, son.
That's man, my mom got that, ain't like when you snoring, that's sleep apnea, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Duh. My mom is the loudest snorer in the history of life. I recorded her, but she was mad. It's like, man, I put that on the internet.
Hell yeah.
Duh, I remember when I was at my grandpa's house. When I was still in school, she came down to visit. So, I was in the basement, and that's when I had that big old room. So I had like couches and everything in the room. So she was in the bed, I was sleeping on the couch. Dog, it was so like if you know like when you fall asleep and you sleep, you good.
Yeah.
But I woke up. Oh man, woke up. So now it's snoring. So I was just launching pillows, dog.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Boom, it hit her. She'll move around and stop for a minute. And I try to get back to sleep. Nope.
She come right back.
Dog, that snore. I recorded and showed her, like, yo, you was out of control.
Yeah. Yo, the dude that stopped breathing for 36 seconds, we went to the Pacquiao fight in Dallas. And uh-huh. we got a little hotel and shit, right? Dog, this was the worst night of sleep I've ever had, son. Like, yo, it was so loud. I was like, yo, man, how does your wife put up with this shit, man? It was so loud. I'm like, yo, I put pillows over his face and my head. And I could still hear it, son. I was like, yo.
Duh, it's the worst.
For real, man. I'm like, yo, man, you need to get that shit checked out, man, because that is bad.
Oh, my God, dog. Like, if I had to marry somebody and they had that, I don't think I could marry.
Yo, like, I snore, you know what I'm saying? And to my wife, it's bad because she's been listening to it so long, right?
Uh-huh.
Yo, but she done got her game up, dog. I wake up with a breathe right strips on my nose. I'm like, what the?
I'm wake like, hey, yo, you know,
this is kind of like rape, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, does it stop it, though?
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you put it on before, you inconsiderate?
Because the snore don't bother me. I be asleep.
Oh, this dude, man. So have you got your sleep apnea test?
No, I refuse to do that.
Man, you better see if you get them seconds up.
see if you die a little bit while you sleep, man.
You had two homeboys go. One beat the other one. You be the last one.
Yo, oh. Damn, I should be off the charts.
See, this man, that, 47 seconds.
That case study and shit, yo.
So they gave him the hood, the mask, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the loud one. It's the machine you gotta turn on?
Yeah, he said he hate that shit, yo. He can't sleep with it on.
Yeah, I can't believe, like, it's 2014. They ain't got nothing better.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you made something, like, that was 100 times better? Like, just say it was a strip.
Yeah, just something you just, like, just a small machine to put just around your nose to get that oxygen to you where you ain't gotta be hooked up to this, marine battery next to the bed and shit.
That's crazy how many people out there, though, that got it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, what's that mean? Like, all right, you know, some people snore just when they're dead tired.
Yeah.
So, how does that work, though? Like, you got temporary sleep?
No, I think it's, like, just, it could be, like, the position you're laying in, just the way you're breathing in and taking in air and shit.
Oh, okay. There's a lesson in, sleep apnea for you folks out there. Man, we gotta touch on that video real quick, just for a second.
Which video?
The video with the female walking down the street.
Oh, that bullshit? Yeah, okay.
Man, this is all I wanna say about it. Alright, when I was a freshman in high school, I was walking down the hall, and it was four seniors, they was either seniors or juniors, females, and they was harassing me. They was like, ugh, look at him. Look at him. He's fine. He's a little freshman. Dog,
that
they,
sweet meat.
Dog, they grabbed my butt.
Oh, man.
Two of them grabbed my butt. And one of them said, oh, don't get the big head because we call you cute. And it was advances by females I wanted to run away from.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So, I'm a dude. Like, I didn't feel threatened or nothing. But just imagine if you were a female and this happens every day, dog. Like, and then they'd be like, well, he just said hi. The only reason you said hi is because you want to smash. Let's be honest.
Yeah, true,
like,
true.
You trying to get the pass. You ain't saying hi to every female that walked by. You ain't saying hi to the 400 chick that just passed you that was smiling at you.
You might.
Hello?
Yeah, my bad. You might say something to, you know, like, okay, not every dude wants to smash, you know what I'm saying? Like, some dudes are just
99 out of 100.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But some dudes are like, yeah, some dudes, hey, hey, how you doing? All right, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, I don't want nothing. I'm just saying, hey, I might like your shoes.
But when do you say that though? You only say that is if there's a reason for you. Like, let's say you and her catch eye contact, and she like welcomes your comment by smiling at you or something. You don't just randomly see a female walking down the street and you be like, hey, hey, I like the shoes, girl.
I'm okay. When it comes to chasing her down, you know what I'm saying? It's a problem.
And she was walking fast as hell, dog.
No, I'm saying, if you walking in the building and hold the door for a chick, like, hey, how you doing? I like your outfit or some shit like that, right? Is that harassment?
I would say yeah, unless you're a gay male. Because you know damn well you don't like the outfit.
You might.
How many females you see and like the outfit? Let's be honest. How many females you genuinely like that outfit? Like, dang, I can see that on my wife. I want to ask her where she got it.
Do it all the time.
And you ask them? Yeah. I mean, you say, I like that outfit?
Yeah.
You're a creep.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's not like every dude want to fuck you. Most of them, yeah. But not every dude.
Oh, like I said, 99 out of 100 want to.
You know what I'm saying? But this thing here, man, is just... Yeah, it happens. I agree with that.
But, I mean, all the video was doing was showing you what happens to females. It wasn't, like, it wasn't trying to make be a shock value video. It was just showing you, like, yo, this is what they go through.
Yeah, true that, true that.
So, this is why... Because, man, I got people I had to stop hanging out with. Because, I mean, we went to a restaurant, and the female who worked there, like, she had to bring us our food. When she took our order, he was looking at her like a child molester.
Oh.
Then we sat down, like, she was, like, cleaning up the, what you call it, where you sit at?
The booth and shit?
Yeah, the booths and the lobby, whatever. Man, this dude was just, like, following her with her. I felt uncomfortable. Like, dude, like, really? Man, like, you've never seen a female in your life? Yo, that joint be getting annoying to me.
Yeah, yo, like, sometimes, man, like, hey, man, you don't have to holler at every female that comes in your direction, dog.
And then I even think the creepy eyes is worse than the holler.
Yo, like, you keep looking at it and shit.
Like, yeah, oh. And, like, staring her up and down and got these creepy eyes. I'm like, duh, I'm scared of you right now.
Yo, but how do you tell a chick that you're interested in it, though?
I mean, there's... You can go to clubs. They got social gatherings. When the female shows that she's interested in you.
But how do you know that unless you engage conversation?
Because you got to be in those social settings.
But what's a social setting outside of social?
But was anything they were saying, was anything no, that no, would no. attract?
No, like, oh, no. Them was gutter balls.
So, I mean, if you was a female, you don't know what's what because, like, you going through gutter balls all day.
True, but
It's like music. Like, if you get 900 emails and 899 whack, you gonna quit going through them emails.
Yeah, but just like we talked about before, some of that shit boil down to if you attracted to the dude or not.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody you don't like could be the nicest person in the world, but because you don't like them, you're not gonna interact with him. Uh-huh. But a person that's a piece of shit, but he just so happened to look good, you might put up with that shit a little bit.
Yep, that's true. That's definitely true. But it was just like the video was just showing you like what, you know, examples of like what happens on the daily.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I ain't got to go through that, dog.
For real.
Golly, man.
Like, yo, like, a chick got to leave 6 hours early to anywhere she's going if she's walking.
That video right there was the reason why I don't holler at chicks.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
I don't holler at chicks because I'm married.
Because, you know, it'd be like when they say, like, the female that you ain't paying attention to, that's the ones that you could get. Yeah. Because, like, when she in the club, because all the dudes... I don't buy into that either. Because, like...
It's actually true. It's true to some extent. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in, like, a party setting, right? Man, a badass chick. Oh, my God. Man, she was bad, B. She came in the house, man. Instantly, everybody's on her. You know what I'm saying? Every dude in there is trying to get her. So, yeah, I fall back, man. Like, yeah, I know she tired of dudes trying to holler at her and shit. So, I'm just going, you know what I'm saying, let her cook, man. A couple weeks later, go to a club, see her. I'm all she been thinking about.
What?
Because I ain't trying to get at her. Why you ain't trying to talk to me? It ain't because I feel I'm better than you. It's just everybody else is trying. I couldn't get my ticket in line. You know what I'm saying? But it just so turned out that, hey, he don't want me. It must be something about him. That shit works, man.
Hey, that's never happened to me. I'm a loser. But it's just crazy how like the world worked these days. Like that video, that little video sparked so many
conversations,
so many people arguing, people like defending douchebaggery. I seen this one dude in the post, bruh, like dude was like, he basically is saying like, this is what women go through, this ain't cool, whatever. I mean, this dude, he must be like the leader of douchebaggery. Cause like, he was one of them people that just wouldn't let it go. Dog, this dude came back and comment, like, this one, he came back and comment when nobody was responding to his last comment, so he adds more.
So he commented on his comment?
Dude, he was fighting himself.
Yo.
He was like 45 comments deep, alone.
Damn.
I'm like, dude, chill. Just stop. Like, you sound crazy.
For real, man.
Then he was like, we ought to just, all the guys need to get together and just never talk to females again. And I'm like, y'all could go be together in the corner. Man,
that's homosexual.
Y'all gonna start kissing on each other. Like,
for
hey,
real, man.
You know what? We might as well love each other.
What? Oh, I see what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You try to get yourself in this. Okay, nah. But you know, man, I guess it's some people that just want to argue with everything. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you got a point. It may be valid, but fuck it, I'm gonna argue with you anyway. You know what I'm saying? And yo, I hate it's never happened to me before. We talk about it a lot, but it's never happened to me where I post something and then somebody make a comment about what I posted and it makes me mad. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
It happened, and I had to catch myself from going off. But somebody put up something about two MCs being compared to each other. Who's better, right?
Yeah.
So I put it. I was like, man, yo, this is kind of a hard choice, man. But I'm gonna go with this person. Mm-hmm. So the next one, like, man, how was this a hard choice? Damn, bro.
Like, why? Like, talk to the dude who put the post on. Why y'all coming there looking for other people?
Why is you reading everything, dog? The question is at the top. That's all you need to answer. That question. You don't have to read my shit. How is this a hard choice? This motherfucker did this. This motherfucker did that. Hey, man.
And then why are you trying to convince me so hard? Let's say I come back and say, man, you know what? You right. I agree with you. How does that increase the quality of your life at all?
And has that ever happened? If I have my opinion, you're not going to change that. I don't give a, you could have straight facts. I'm still not going to change my opinion, Doug.
And then even if I do, you'll never know because I'm not going to put it.
For real, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of knowing.
That's why I'm like, man, it don't make sense, man. These people going to be on threads. They waste their entire day and they get mad because their day's over. Going back and forth.
Like, you ain't getting nothing accomplished because you on here fucking with me. Come on, man. Stop that shit, man.
That's why I be like, hey, man, here's my phone number. If you really about that life, and here's my address.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, turn on your location, man.
I had two people call me out of all the times I gave them my phone number.
For real?
That's it. Yeah, just two.
Did you have a civilized conversation or is somebody plotting on you?
Oh, it's always civilized because they ain't about that life.
Yeah. Oh, that is something about hearing a motherfucker voice that all the bitch just come out of motherfucker. Like, yo, you real tough. Or is it that we taking it wrong in the tone of typing? You know what I'm saying? Like,
What I think it is, man. I think we be taking it wrong in the tone of typing.
Just like you mad, so you think he mad?
Yeah. And they just be able to eat popcorn, not even really worried about it. You like, no, he didn't respond.
You see, oh, he won't it. I'ma get him.
Like that Key and Peele sketch?
Hell yeah, man.
It's just like that. You want me to come out there? Dude, he came with us bats with spikes in it. Other dude's like, hey, man, what's up?
Hell yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. Yo, we got any V-Mizzles?
Oh, man, I forgot. Yeah. We got a voice mail for doozy for do.
Oh, man.
Dang, I got a quote now. I hope I can find this email again. I opened up. This one is from Jeremy
Why?
At Jeremy Why. Yo, y'all need to go to YouTube too and check out the Jeremy Contradiction.
Yo, man, and not even just to forget that yo ones, man. Everything that dude is doing is just great, dog, for real.
Yeah, he's making a documentary. He's making a documentary for his son to watch for each age. Like, he started from birth. And now he's on like 28 or 29.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And he goes through the years of his life, telling his son like how his life was. It's crazy. It's so dope.
Hell yeah.
Y'all got to check that out. And he does all this on his phone,
which is amazing.
Yeah, dude, you know, man, you know what patience you got to have?
For real.
Text
man.
Messages, calls, interruptions, battery life on his little phone, dog.
That's crazy. Dope.
So this is an email from him, a voicemail, I mean, and it's called Kev Sleeping.
I'm crying. I'm listening to the show 103. Kev fell asleep. Sorry, man. I was like, what? I was like, what is this? What's happening? I was like, what is going on in the back of
Jared, put yourself together. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so. Oh. Oh. All right. Yo.
What's up?
This is Jeremy Wall. Oh. I was calling and I wanted to leave a voicemail there. And damn. Golly, Kevin fell asleep. All right, I just paused the show. I don't even know if he was playing or not, but God damn, that was hilarious. I'm going back to the show, man. All right, man, y'all boys, hold it down.
Hold it down. Kevin, hold it down. He fell fucking asleep.
I was like, hold on, man. Ain't carrying this show a little too much. What's stone at? He fell asleep. Oh. I gotta send this off. Oh my God. I gotta finish listening to the show. All right. Y'all fellas, hold on. Oh, man.
Yo.
Oh. Oh, man, I'm sweating.
That was so good. That was so good, man. That nigga was dying, yo. Hey, man, yo, that's the same reaction I had, though, listening to that shit, man. Cause I'm listening to the joke, man. I'm like, damn, I ain't heard Kevin in a minute. Oh no. Oh my God. Yo, and I smooth hit y'all group be like, yo, this nigga.
Kevin's gone.
Yo, his name is AKA Snores a Lot.
Yo, the funniest part, like, if you listen to me talking, you can hear my voice. I'm like, yo, where are they at? Like, when is somebody going to come in and say something?
Hell yeah.
I'm like, I'm like thinking in my head, did this dude, like, mute and go get something to eat? Fell asleep. Oh, man, that man was knocked out, dog.
He started snoring, son. Oh, my God, that shit was funny.
Oh, I'm about to insert that clip right here.
Now, you'll see it for real, yo.
Yo, who the hell is asleep?
Did KD fall asleep?
Yo, if KD is asleep, I need one. What, this dude just got off the plane and got on the show?
Oh, man. This dude fell asleep in the show.
That dude was snoring like a toddler.
Hey, he woke up for a second. All he heard was...
I knew he was quiet for a minute.
Oh, man. I almost had to check my mic and see what's going on.
This dude fell asleep like, oh, like K-Bad or Firestarter podcast.
His phone hits it on the computer screen.
Forget that, yo.
We got some iTunes review.
Reviews.
From Dr. Abrasive. Welcomed Frenzy. I love the pacing of this show. The crew is always on point with the commentary to the point that they're near the top of the old playlist.
Uh-oh.
See, that's what's up. And we got one from It's Me Shaheem. That crunk. This mixtape had me ready to fight. I was ready to get on someone's football field. No pads, no helmet. Ready to knock heads off.
Ooh.
I dare someone to act stupid. I dare my kids to talk back. I'm giving daddy smacks.
Dang.
My wife acts up. I'm taking a long walk on a long dock because there's nothing I can do about her tripping. She's preggo. Keep up the great work. Forget that, yo. And P.S. Need a Wu-Tang mix. No disrespect.
Oh, man. Appreciate that.
Hell yeah. Our good brother, Shaheem.
Shaheem. Oh, we moving on top of that playlist, Dr. Bracer? Yes, sir. Hey, appreciate the voicemails and the iTunes reviews. I still can't see iTunes reviews. I don't know how you're doing it.
Did you search for the show?
When I search for the show and then I click on it, it takes me to do you want to download episodes?
Yeah.
But it don't. I can't see the reviews.
Let me see. I click, it goes, it comes up, Forget That Your Podcast, Comedy, English, Details, Reviews, and Related.
Dang, I can't do that. Matter of fact, let me try it right now. All right, so you go to iTunes, right?
Yeah, go to iTunes.
Oh, hold up. Let me put my Wi-Fi on. I'm about to get rid of this iPhone, too, man. I can't do it no more.
You ain't had it that long.
It's don't act right on Sprint, man.
Oh, yeah, Sprint.
We out here struggling. All right, iTunes Store. Search. See? Got that white screen of death. All right. Forget that. Yeah. Uh-oh, the baby.
Yeah, she needs somebody that woke up the monster.
Ooh. Did y'all go trick-or-treating?
No, my daughter went by herself.
She was like, man, I ain't trying to go with y'all.
Yeah, man. It's cold outside. I didn't feel like walking around carrying a baby.
All right, Forget That Yo Podcast. Search. Come on, man. Somebody tackle this dude. All right. All right, now you click on the show picture.
Yeah.
All right. Now it takes me back to the player. It took me back to the episodes in my player.
Really? Damn.
Where does yours take you?
I go to... Well, I actually downloaded the podcast app.
Uh-huh.
So I don't go to the iTunes store no more.
You talking about my... Oh, you got an Android.
No, I'm on my iPad.
So you go to the My Podcast app thing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in there then.
Yeah, My Podcast. And then I go to the search on that one.
Oh, let me try that. And don't that take you back to iTunes though?
No, it stays in the podcast shit.
Forget That Yo Podcast. Search. Okay. Now let me click on the picture. Oh, okay.
It should be 19?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, come on, son. I guess it was telling me, hey man, you already got the show downloaded. You can check them here.
Go somewhere else, dog.
Leave us alone. Go here. And if you're in another country and send us a review, let us know what country or we can't find your review.
I tried that one time, man. I was looking them up, but nothing came up.
You was going country by country?
Yeah.
You was bored, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Mike Brown, dog.
Wait, some more evidence?
The fact that the evidence is leaking.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
How was the grand jury evidence leaking out? There's no... Everybody need to be fired, dog. There's no way that should happen.
So what's leaking out?
It's leaking out that there was Mike Brown's blood was found in the cop car and on the police officer. So they're saying that he got shot in the car. So this backs up the officer's statement that he was going for his gun. Which I say to that, bullshit. If I have made the conscious decision to go for your gun inside of a police car that you're sitting in, how is it that I didn't get it? You know what I'm saying? The only thing I'm going for is your gun, and you still pull it out and shoot me? That don't make no sense.
And then if you shoot me, where are all the other shots for? I'm shot.
I didn't ran away and gave up.
Yeah, I'm not running back. How am I run back at you shot?
You know, like, what I'm saying?
What, y'all got flower bullets now or something?
You know, like, I don't... This shit ain't making no sense, man. And then they said that the autopsy, the medical examiner said that her findings backs up what the officer says. But then she came out and said, no, that's not what I said. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to take in, like, she said, this could have happened, but you have to take into account all the other things that happened before you come to that decision. And all the other evidence doesn't add up to that.
Yeah.
So, like they are, it seemed like to me that they know they're going to lose this case, or they're losing this case. Mm-hmm. So now let's put out all the information we can, which will fuck up the jury process. You know what I'm saying? Because if all this stuff's in the news, everybody's watching this on TV. So now you can't pick an objective jury because they've seen all this other evidence. So then, therefore, he can't go to trial. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it's just some like shady tactics, man, to try to get this dude from. They obviously know he's guilty, and they just trying to stop this shit from going to trial.
All right, now even in a street fight, how many people have you seen get a gun pulled on them and charge the attacker? And these people, these are regular people, not 90% of them not trained. Even if somebody pull a knife out, you're not rushing them.
For real.
Like, even if there's five of y'all and a dude pull a knife out, ain't nobody coming stepping in and talking about, I'm about to rush him, dog.
I'm going to let him stab me and I'm going to grab him. No. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to happen, man. And then he ran away. He was running away. And then he's like, you know what? Fuck this. And turn around and start running at him? No.
So the video, remember the two white construction workers?
Yeah.
When they was watching, they was like, he had his hands, up.
Yo, his hands is up. You know what I'm saying?
So that video is just, we're just going to cube and be this whole video.
There's like 20 witnesses that say the shit the officer said didn't happen. But there are seven black people, which I don't know why they had to mention that they were black, say that what the officers say happened. Come on, man. But the 20 that don't agree with him, oh no, we're not worried about that. But these seven black people, they are telling the truth. You don't get the fuck out of here.
This world is a joke, man.
For real, man. It's just so bad, man. Like, there's so much shit happening, man.
Oh my God.
That's fucking crazy. Go ahead.
Oh, even with the other dude who got shot in St. Louis by the cop like 17 times?
Yeah.
Tell me why they didn't even do a ballistics report on him.
Because they don't want nobody to know the truth, man.
Talking about he shot. All right, if you say this guy shot back at the officers, so y'all just Cuban beat a ballistics report to see if that's a fact?
Y'all just ain't going to find them bullets at all.
So now it's just everything sacked again. We the coroners, everything. Like, yeah. We just losing everywhere.
Yeah, it's just you can't win, man. Yo, you saw that dude that owed like $30,000 in child support?
Is that the one with like, nah, which one was that?
I forgot where it was at, man. So he owed $69,000.
Dang.
And they put him in jail and shit, right? But he I guess he posted bond and got out and shit. And they start going to court. The kid's not his.
What?
He
signed a birth certificate?
No. Look, the girl that had the baby, right? Mm-hmm. They told her she has to put a man on the birth certificate to get welfare. This was a past boyfriend that was locked up. So she threw his name on the birth certificate. He never signed it, right?
Uh-huh.
So they send a letter to his house about a court case about the child support. At the time, he's in jail. So his father took the letter. The fucking process server says that the dude in jail took the letter but wouldn't sign for it. So when he get out of, something happened. He got pulled over some shit. He got a warrant for $69,000 in back child support.
Jeez.
So they didn't prove that the child's not his. Then prove that he was in jail at the time of the court, because like he didn't come to court to dispute it. He's like, yo, I was in jail. I never received it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So the judge was like, okay, took off the money that he owed the girl for child support, but he still has to say, fuck it, you still got to pay back the state. And that's and that's why it's down to $30,000.
Pay back the state for what?
His name's on the birth certificate.
But he didn't really put it on there.
I dog.
Who put it?
You're preaching to the choir, bro.
But who put? Like, who put the name on there though?
The girl.
So she just forged his name on there?
Yeah. Well, not forged. Didn't even sign his name. They just said who's the father to get the welfare. She had to say who the father was, and she knew he was in jail and wouldn't dispute it, and put his name on there. Now she didn't came to court and said he's not the father. She didn't did all this. The judge was like, no, you still gotta pay that $30,000.
Wow, I ain't paying nothing, dog. Ain't my yo, kid.
But then you don't pay, you go to jail.
So you just say a kid's mine, sign forged the birth certificate, and I got $30,000.
That's it. That yo, and to believe it or not, man, it's happened so many times, dog. Dudes have gone broke and lost their job trying to tell them with proof, tell the court this is not my child, this should not be my debt. They don't care. They do not care, dog. Somebody gotta pay that money.
I'm moving to Tibet.
Yo, like, that shit is wild, man.
That's crazy. I don't know what to say.
Don't have a lot of kids, man. With a whole bunch of... Well, never get on the court system. Basically, that's what it is.
I'm gonna just get a robot, man. They need to hurry up with those robots.
Yo, when is that next shuttle to Mars, man?
Yeah, because this first one's too expensive.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to work out all the kinks and then drop that pregnant. When a Southwest start making trips to Mars, that's what I'm.
He said Southwest. Hey, did you hear the reporter call the anchor fat on the air?
Nuh-uh.
Let me play this video. I ain't either, but Lionel said this one did.
You know, this is not just my wife calls. It's like, since when did you become the fat guy on that show? It's the same thing.
He's always fat.
Oh, she didn't know. Wait a minute. What did she say?
It's the same
thing. He's always fat.
He's only thick.
No, he's always been.
Oh, dang!
Yeah, like, yo, they just started bebopping all over him, didn't they?
Dang! She didn't know her mic was on. She wasn't even in the newsroom. She was like, you know, when they cut to the other person?
Yeah.
She was just sitting at a computer in the other room that they cut to. And then they put the camera on her when she said that. She was like, oh, is my mic on? Y'all heard me? And she started reaching for the mic, fumbling.
Oh, that's fucked up.
She gonna apologize. Let's see.
Oh, shit!
She didn't know. She took the headphones off.
Wow. It's getting by. Did you piss? I can only.
Welcome to YouTube.
Hello. You always listen.
Yo, he's salty for real, dog.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, you've always been, huh? Oh, that went in on her. That's live. I gotta redeem myself on air.
Hell yeah.
Always been, huh? That's why you were sucking Todd's the back. Oh!
That would have went so bad.
Like, if I didn't have nothing, I'm just making up something. Oh, you and Terry! Oh! Yo, that dude about to be on the illest workout player, dog.
Yeah, dog. He got something to prove now, dog.
You always they about to go to their weekly pizza gathering. He about to be over there with that salad.
Yo, a fruit plate.
Yo, you can see it in his face, dog. Like, okay,
Yeah, I got you.
I wouldn't always been when you was sucking my.
And
well, it's a joke. Then I would say, like, it was a joke. Ebola, man.
Oh.
When is Ebola gonna die? They playing with us.
Yo, my man put on Facebook, right? He's like, I bet you a week or two after the midterm election, Ebola's gonna be cured.
He said a week after.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let's scare everybody up with this Ebola shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, go on, knock it out the headlines after the election, dog.
Why is everybody cured but the black guy?
Look, all right. Here's the thing with that, right? They said that they didn't know what it was at the hospital that he went to. Like, they just thought he was, like, the symptoms of a fever and a cough or some shit like that. Like, he was just seasonally sick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they sent him home.
Uh-huh.
Well, it got worse.
Uh-huh.
So, and by the time he came back to the hospital, then it was too late.
I think he was a blood sacrifice for this Ebola craze.
Look, man, somebody got to die, okay?
They killed him, man.
Let's get this Liberian dude and just let him go. You know what I'm saying? We're going to save him. You can't let no good God-fearing white people die.
Wait a minute. Who is Bentley?
Bentley.
And why the name Bentley?
Who's Bentley?
It says Bentley has also tested Ebola-free and will probably be released from the former Naval Air Station in Dallas after one more specimen test at the end of his 21-day quarantine period of November 1st.
Is that one of the doctors?
Is that a dog?
Nah, it better not be no fucking dog.
Who named their kid Bentley? They gotta be rich.
No, I seen some of them, one of them teen moms, and they ain't no son Bentley.
And hey, little Bentley.
He has no future.
You stupid. Hey, Bentley. They got Obama, President Obama, hugging his women. Hugging this lady because she Obama free. Ebola free. I guess you can make it if you're not Magic's cousin.
Hell no.
What else he got in here? Fat girl costumes removed from Walmart? Who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah, who takes away the fat girl? Who makes a fat girl costume?
Yeah, how is that a costume? So, if you're just fat, you just walk outside. Yep, I'm a fat girl.
I am a fat girl.
Where's the picture of it? Let me see what the fat girl costume look like. Dang, I can't see it. Picture's too small. Well, yeah, Walmart. Get you a fat girl costume for $39.99. Or you can just tell one of your fat friends.
With a borrowed shirt.
Yeah. Nah, you could be called I was gonna just wear a hoodie and put my racially profiled beanie on.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to get tased or nothing.
Oh, he's an antagonist.
You think this is fun? They wouldn't let me in no clubs or nothing. Mm-mm. We'll show you the profile, buddy.
Yo, did you see the video of the cop stopped the guy? I think it was in Florida. Stopped him on his motorcycle, gave him a ticket, right? And was cussing him out. And the dude was like, all right, have a good day. No, the cop was like, all right, have a good day. The dude was like, okay, you have a good day too. Some cop got to argue. He's like, God bless you. Oh, you want to be a fucking smart ass, huh? Like, yo.
I didn't see that.
Yo, I think it's... Where did I see that shit at? I think it's on ILP video.
Oh, you want to be a smarty, huh? Did he tase him?
Like, yo, he went off. He's like, yo, I will kick your fucking ass.
Dang.
Oh, yo, you see that Philly cop?
Uh-uh.
Man. Dog. This Philly cop, dog. Some kids is walking down the street. And I guess one of them made eye contact with the cop. He said, hey, big man. You got a problem? He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, yo, you see, you keep wanting to make eye contact with me. You do it again. No, he said, keep walking. I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Dang.
What's going on with these cops?
Yo, if I was a cop, for real, like, at least once a week, I got to tase somebody.
Kiss somebody with that heat rock.
Cause don't you gotta get tased to hold the taser?
Yeah.
I think that's why they tase people, cause they want you to feel what they had to feel.
Hell nah.
But now you gonna feel this. I ain't gonna be the only one. I got, cause you, let's, if you got a taser, you gotta at least use a taser on one person.
Yeah, yeah. It's just something in you to know that I got it. Somebody gotta feel this, man.
So you can go home with a little story.
Until you hit somebody and bust their heart. Oh, like, oh man. Damn, I done killed a nigga.
I moved to Tibet.
What's Tibet?
Man, it's so peaceful out there, man. Like, I can become a monk, put the robe on, and just Tibetan it up.
Tibet?
I wonder what kind of meals they eat. Do they eat the same thing, like just a bowl of rice, or do they get like
meat?
Like the greatest of meats selections and stuff?
I don't know.
Do they got a Tibetan chef?
They might. Something, man. Somebody got to boil this rice.
I need to look that up. What, did you hear about the sex hitchhiker?
No, I wish I did though.
Now this is a pretty awesome plan if you ask me. I'm gonna put a picture in the chat. But her plan is, she is gonna travel. Let's see. Sex hitchhiker on countrywide tour plans to be in a different man's bed in every city she visits. So pretty much she gets them to pay for her trip, and the payment to them, they gotta be rich, and the payment to them is they can do whatever they want with her in their bed that night.
Wow.
I mean, if you're going to have sex anyway,
yeah.
And you want to see everywhere, you might as well.
I mean, you know, I have no problem with prostitution. So, this is cool to me.
She's 19, the promiscuous 19-year-old.
Does she look good though? There's the other thing.
Did you see the picture in the chat?
Nah, it's, you know, I got that. I got them gerbils.
I mean, if you got money like that and you see this proposition, I mean, she's straight enough.
Let me see what you got.
She's straight enough for a Friday night. Friday night not doing much in the city.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, she's real skinny, but...
Yeah. Man, she's going to get tore down.
I mean, but think of it this way. You're rich. No, it's a Friday night. You ain't got nothing to do.
I ain't got to pay for it, though. Like,
you're like, rich. Look. That money ain't nothing.
But she got too many stipulations, though.
All right, you got to be...
Must be good-looking, under 30, taller than, I don't know what 1.7 meters is. And of course, rich.
I mean, under 30, you could probably get away with that if you good looking.
If you're under 30 and rich, man, you ain't got to troll the streets for no ass. So it's coming to you.
I mean, oh, wait a minute. She said under or over 1.75 under. Meters?
Shut taller up. Than 1.75 meters.
Oh, that's 5'7".
Okay. But here's the thing, right? This has happened to me before. Not, damn. Set myself up for that one. me and my man Roland, and we come up on Total, the gas station, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now it's a chick out there, obviously a stripper, in her bra and panties on top of a taxi with some dudes taking pictures of her, right?
Uh-huh.
So my man called over to the truck, and he trying to spit that. Yo, what's good with you? You know what I'm saying? She's like, you ain't got no rims on your truck. Now I'm driving my truck.
She didn't say that.
Yeah, she's like, you ain't even got no rims on your truck, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, bitch, you taking pictures on a taxi. Like, what do you mean I ain't got no rims on my truck? You are taking pictures on a cab. And that just the audacity of some women that you gonna say I gotta be under 30 and rich for your box that you're just giving away? No, man, it doesn't work like that, dog.
Oh man, well, what kind of pictures was she taking on a taxi? Like, what was her poses?
You know, the arms back, one knee up with the head back and shit. Then she went down into the high school prom picture, the prom picture, the graduation picture where you got your feet. Yo, she did the dude with the football between his toes.
I can't drop the mic. No, I was like, wait, yo, I was on Instagram, man, like just scrolling. And like, you know, like when you just start focusing in on something.
Yeah.
Yo, the females, the internet females are some of the funniest people in the world you'll ever meet. Dude, what is the video? What is the video? There's no sound. They never talk in it. But they just look at it and move it around. Play with their hair a little bit. And they'll probably like show like the sun.
I don't know, man.
What is that?
I have.
Or that has some music in the background, right? And it'll be like just mouth singing the words.
Yeah.
Just voicing the words, playing with their hair. Like, dude, they are some of the most non-creative people.
Yo, like, I really don't understand. Like the like, oh, this is one I hate, the in the club video where the music is loud as shit in the background and the bitch just standing there like with the drink in her hand, just waving back and forth trying to look sexy, and then whoever taking the video like, yes, bitch.
Oh man! The other picture I will never get is when people take the pictures of all the alcohol bottles lined up.
Yeah,
like, dog, everybody on your friend list has those exact same bottles in their house right now too.
if you ain't drinking something extravagant, just don't put it up. I don't care. Yo, don't put the picture up unless somebody asks you. You know, like, hey, what you drinking? All right, here you go. All the other shit, man. Like, come on, son.
I got this $3.99 case on sale of Bud Smooth. I want to showcase for y'all.
He said Bud Smooth. Yo, watch this video on Instagram, yo. I just tagged you in this shit.
Oh, let's see. Is this one of the videos you hate?
No. This is something else. I don't know why this video came about, but it is hilarious to me.
And you know what happens now? It won't load.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm on Wi-Fi. Why are these people? Why is this game still on? Oh, let me see. Oh! Whoa! Wait, why are you recording your mom getting slapped around, and why did you get on the internet?
I don't know. And why did she say, you shut your little ass?
And why she slap her with some whipped cream?
That's the only thing that threw me. Like, why are you...
Is she baking a cake or something?
Oh, see? You said that because they fat. If they wasn't fat, you'd have said shaving cream.
No, because that's even weirder.
Because they fat, you said whipped cream.
Where'd she get shaving cream from?
Where'd she get some whipped cream from?
Nah, she was baking some,
baking some what?
Some s'mores or something.
They put whipped cream on?
Yeah.
No.
And why you follow an account called Sip the Tea?
Nah, somebody sent it to me.
Dang, man. I gotta jump in.
Yeah, dog, you're not gonna put your hands on my mama.
I can't just get a whooping when I get home just because she got a whooping.
Why you ain't do nothing when the fat bitch jumped on?
That lady was big. She slapped her hard, too.
Hell yeah. So, yo, she slapped so hard she got confused. You know, she's like, oh, shit, I don't know what to do.
And why does team just start playing hard and fumble the ball? That's hilarious.
Man. Cue the music.
Oh! Cue! No, we can't do that, man. It's only two of us.
I would pick for them.
You stupid.
Now we do like we did last time, man. They just send it in and I write it down.
Oh yeah, so we ain't gotta write ours down.
Yep.
Cue the music. NFL week 9?
Yep, 9. Can we talk about week 8?
No.
No, we're talking about week 8. Week 8 was a hard week for somebody.
Not me.
Yeah, it was.
I don't even know the records.
Yo, you went 6-9.
Ugh.
So.
See, that's because I have the balls to go against the grain while y'all stay together.
You have the balls to pick wrong, and you have, and apparently you have the balls to wear skinny jeans too. the top of the leaderboard, me and K Dizzle, aka Snores a Lot, 78-42-1. Lionel, 77-43-1. The Black Hasselhoff, 73-47-1.
Man, that sounds good. I want to take y'all out this week, though.
That's what you said last week, sir.
I want to take y'all to church.
Okay, we shall see.
You know what? I'm using my pool picks on y'all. I'm about to bring out the big guns.
Did you say pulled pork?
Pulled pork. Hold on, let me go over here. You know what? Let me see if I can pull it up. Okay, week 9. The bye week is for the Falcons, Bills, Bears, Lions, Packers, and Titans.
Okay, because I was like, man, it's only 13 picks. It's only 13 games going. I was like, man, am I doing something wrong?
So, pull up these picks. Dang, how do I get to my sent mail?
Yeah. Shut that baby up.
Oh, man, I do got to sign out. Why are they so hyped when y'all ain't even ranked? Y'all ain't going nowhere in life. I wouldn't even be hyped to win a game.
How about the Cowboys?
Man, I knew that was coming.
Dog, how do you beat the Seahawks and then lose to the 2-5 ball club?
That's how they do, man. They've been doing it for years.
My God. Somebody put up the last time the Cowboys was 6-1, they went 8-8.
I just don't know why Redskins fans are so amped about being 3-5. That's kind of weird to me also.
Is it that they're 3-5 or is it that they won a game? We just happy we won, man. Don't piss on my parade.
Because for the Cowboys to be trash and garbage so much, how do you celebrate so much? It just doesn't add up. This is not adding up all across the board. The internet is a living mockery.
Yo, and I know that's your squad, man. I know that's your squad.
No, I do this with every team. Like, do y'all, nobody sees me online celebrating and ramping and raving and...
No, I'm talking about the people that every time the Cowboys do something bad, oh, we got 5 championships. Come on.
Oh, man. Yeah, but that's true.
But it was 20 years ago.
It don't matter if it was 90 years ago. They got 5 championships and all the teams... All right, if you was a 49ers fan, what would you say?
They got 4.
No, they got 5, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, San Francisco does got 5.
So a San Francisco fan would say, we got 5, too. A Pittsburgh Steelers fan would say, we got 6.
But I'm
so now everybody else under that, man.
So what, though? Let's talk about right now.
No, you talk about when the Lakers, they bring up 16 championships.
I don't bring up none of that shit.
You ain't a Lakers fan. But if you was a Laker fan, you'll bring up 16. If you was a Celtics fan, you'll bring up 17. Your team accomplished something, so you're going to bring it up. Just because a team... I know it's hard for people who go root for teams that don't got nothing going for themselves.
But they still suck, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they still lose this year, they still lost this year. They still got 5 championships, they still fucking losing.
If they lose the next 20 years, that trophy case still has 5 championships in it.
But then the people that say, when I checked their trophy case, they ain't had nothing in there.
Yeah, that's what I like that too, like the Eagles.
But if you do the research, you got to research every team because the team you're talking about, they just lost to, they got 3, so their trophy case ain't empty.
But 3 ain't 5.
but it's still something in there. You said they are completely empty. They have none.
No, I said the Eagles. Eagles have none.
No. I'm not talking about you.
No, you said you. You said you.
Oh, my God. This fucking guy.
I can't find my sent mail. Oh. Another thing I hate on social media. Where they at now? Y'all ain't talking now. What are you... Like, how many Facebook you supposed to make about you losing? Like, when did that... Yo, that has never been popular in life history of sports.
For real. For real.
People just... It's like people grab on to anything everybody else say, and that just... It just regurgitated.
Yeah. That motherfucker say, oh, my... I don't hear no Cowboy fans today. What do you expect them to say?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
What do you want them to say? You know what I'm saying? Because even when they say, when I lose, I'm a diehard fan.
Oh, that's the worst one, too. So every week you telling us how much of a fan you are?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come that, on, man.
Is just, that what the people want?
just watch the game, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still realize... You ain't getting nothing from this, man. Whether they shitty or good, dog, you're still...
Yeah, you're still going to work in the morning.
You know what I'm saying? You're still riding the bus, but homie.
That jersey still costs you money, and it's not bringing any money in.
Hell yeah.
And all these people in Waynesville, oh yes, I'm going to call you out, Waynesville. None of y'all was fans of nothing anyway. Don't even... I'd be like, pull your pictures up from back in the day. Pull your pictures out. Oh, well, yeah, well. Oh, your husband is a fan, so you a fan? Shut up. Y'all wasn't fans of nothing in high school. I can name, like, on my hand, I can name the people who was actually fans of teams. We used to sit down and write stats. How many people you know sit down, watch the games, pick the player, and have stats? We should have been sports analyst dudes.
Who was doing that?
Me, Earl, Nick.
No, y'all wasn't getting no pussy.
I think Divi and Jway. I think Jway used to do it too.
Oh, like, yeah, Jway was a nerd.
We used to pick a player and see who had the better game that day or something.
Yeah.
Write the stats out. No. He said, like, what you want us to do, like, in 5th and 6th grade? We're supposed to be out there having kids?
We should be out there touching booties or something. Taking stats.
Yeah. My cousin made me get a rape charge in 6th grade.
Yo, y'all should have been some statisticians.
Yo, alright, week 9. First game. New Orleans and the Panthers. We all had the Aints. They came through.
Yeah, man, yo. I didn't see nobody on that field but Cam. Yo, after that touchdown, I'm like, yo, that's it. That's it, man. Cam is wore out, though, because he is the only person doing anything.
Yo, Cam, yo, he be having the dumbest turnovers in the red zone, too.
Yeah, man.
Like, come on, bro. You gotta... Like, they could have beat the Seahawks last week if he wasn't on them damn turnovers.
Hell yeah.
So, 1 o'clock games. Buccaneers at the Browns.
I'm going to take that Cleavy Lance.
I'm going to take the Browns also. Cardinals at the Cowboys. I'm taking the Cardinals.
Of course you are.
There is no reason why the Cardinals should lose this game.
At all. It's that they're a better team, and it's that time of the year that the Cowboys start that slide.
Tony Romo and them, for some reason, couldn't stop the same blitz over and over.
Hey, yo, like for real, yo, they was really getting that work, B.
And the Cardinals is a blitzing team.
Yeah, and they just showed them the game plan now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, blitz them. They can't handle that.
Duh, I'm like, how do y'all not handle this blitz? Like, y'all ain't gonna burn them. Like, somebody's open.
For real, yo, there is out of 11 people, there's 10 coming at you. Somebody's open, though.
It was just stupid all the way around, man. And then they let the people get in their head and take them out of the run. The run is what got you to where you at, and you abandoned the run and put it in Tony Romo's hands for turnovers?
How do you not... Y'all... y'all arguably have the best running back in the league right now. I mean, in the league right now. And y'all don't give him the ball in overtime?
After this dude busts out an 8-yard run on first and, like, right near the goal line.
Come on.
So we just gonna go away from that.
The only thing that's working. Overtime, no. We're not gonna do that.
That's another reason why I'm not all into sports no more, like back in the younger days. Because, I mean, dude, think about it. Year after year, if you really sit down and think about this, it's a script, man. Yeah, all, man. How do you everybody go in the same prevent defense in the fourth quarter when you're up a score and the other team always comes back?
Always.
And you see it every week and nobody's changing anything?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, you up by 25 points at the end of the first half and you let them come back and y'all don't score no more points? Come on, B. There's no way that's happening.
It's like such a script, man. It's like somebody's writing all this out and making a lot of money.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, dog. We getting paid.
And we got the Eagles at the Texans. The Texans are favored in this game, but I just can't see the Eagles losing. But then I think about Arian Foster being a beast lately.
Yeah, he has.
But I gotta go with the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going with that, with them Eagles.
I'm putting some real money on the Eagles too. Jets at the Chiefs.
Come on now.
There is no way the Chiefs should lose this game.
Yeah, not at all. Michael Vick in there too. And man, they must be feeding that boy popcorn for the game because he dropped that ball so many
times. He's still dropping the ball?
Yo, Geno had what, 3 interceptions?
In the first quarter.
In the first quarter, and Michael Vick, I think he fumbled the ball. He like, yeah, I think it was like 2 interceptions and he fumbled twice.
I don't get it.
Me neither, Doug.
So yeah, we got the Chiefs. Jags at the Bengals. There is no
reason
the Bengals should lose this game.
Not at all, son.
The Jags already got that 1 win out the way. They know they ain't going nowhere in life. The Bengals have everything to play for in a tight division.
Hell yeah.
Alright, Chargers at the Dolphins. They got the Dolphins favorite. The Dolphins been hot the last few weeks. Chargers been slumping the last few weeks.
Yeah.
For some reason, them games in Miami be tough.
Hell yeah.
This is a crapshoot.
Yeah, I got that Diego.
Who'd I pick? I gotta go with the Dolphins. Just because they at home. Redskins at the Vikings. They said, is your boy starting? Is Bob back? Bob Griffin?
McCoy? Bob Griffin.
Yeah.
Is it a game time decision?
No.
They said he was going to start. They said he was going to start.
So Bob Griffin is back?
Yeah.
I would have left Colton there. I wanted to see him just stink it up this week.
I would have left Colt McCoy in there. So that's one more game for Griffin, and they get the bye week. So that's 2 games he get to rest that shit and then come in there. But I think they're gonna put him in anyway.
All right, so I'm gonna go with I gotta go with the Redskins, see if they can put the blitz package on the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm going with them Vikings.
But of course we know how this works. Last week it was no holds barred. This week, they ain't going to be able to touch the quarterback.
Hell yeah.
In Minnesota. But I'm still going to ride with the Redskins. You got the Vikings, you said?
Yep.
All right, Rams at the 49ers. I don't know. 49ers, they're like, man, the Saints.
Yo, and the Rams seem to be pulling some shit out sometimes, man.
Yeah, they be coming up here. They tied last time they played in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
So, I gotta go with San Francisco because they at home, but I don't know, man. Who you got?
The 49ers.
Alright, Broncos at the Patriots.
Man, this one here, dog.
It's gonna be good.
For real, that's gonna be a good fucking game, man. Like, okay, what's the record? 10-5?
Who 10-5?
Tom Brady got
They faced each other 15 times. Tom Brady got 10 of those.
Dang.
Yeah. And you never go against Tom Brady. But you never go against Peyton Manning. Shit.
I'm going with Peyton Manning because of the cast around him.
Yeah, I'm going with Denver because of the defense, man.
Alright. Even though that defense is kind of non-existent.
They be suspect sometimes, man, but they got all the right components.
Alright, so we going to Broncos. Raiders at the Seahawks. I would have said there is no way, but if the Raiders come in there and play a solid game,
they might take that one.
Cause the Seahawks look like cheeks right
yo,
now.
Yo, like man, straight bootay.
Dude, it's Russell Wilson versus the world right now.
Yeah, man. What? I don't understand this shit, man.
Ravens. Oh, you got Seahawks too?
Yeah.
Ravens at the Steelers. The Steelers looking like they can't be stopped right now for some odd reason.
And yo, they always do well against the Ravens, man.
Actually, them games be tight, though.
But they always win.
No, not when they lost that 500 for me.
Uh-oh.
I'll never forget that game. Flacco drove 99 yards.
Damn.
And Torrey Holt killed me. Not Torrey Holt. What's the dude with along with the dreads? Well, he cut him off now.
Torrey Smith.
Yeah. I'm taking the Steelers at home because they hate each other.
Yep, that's me too.
Then we got Monday night game, Colts at the Giants.
I picked the Colts. At this time, I don't know why. But Eli been fucking up lately.
I gotta take the Colts because of that shellacking they took last week by the Steelers.
Yeah, that is true.
So they should be angry. And stop the music! Week 9, NFL. How much are we at? We're almost on 2 hours. I mean, yeah. Wait, is that almost 2 hours?
Yeah, 1:55.
Dang. Well, I don't have anything else.
No, I'm good.
ForgetThatYo.com. Shout out to KD, the day room. And
AKA Snores a Lot.
Snores a Lot. Lionel should be... I think he texted us and he said he has a concussion. He's on bed rest. So rest up, young fella. And KD, guard your booty.
Oh, man.
And ForgetThatYo.com. You can leave us a review on iTunes, and you can also leave us multiple reviews on Stitcher Radio. And the t-shirts. We got hoodies and stuff. It's getting cold out there.
It's getting cold, man.
Say, forget that, yo. Go to the website. Type on a... I don't know what I put it under on the website. What was it under? Store?
No, isn't the shirt just up there in the middle?
No, on a website, though. Like, if you want to go to the link, hold up. It is under Shop, yo. Click on Shop, yo. ForgetThatYo.com. And it will be... Whoa, where's the store? Oh, there you go. Oh, it's free standard shipping right now for orders over $30 or more. Type in Vampire14. Oh, that expired yesterday. Never mind.
Okay.
Why they still got this up here?
Yeah, I don't know.
New trip. Instagram, Forget That Yo. Twitter, Forget That Yo. Thanks for the followers. Hit me up at Emerge City on Twitter. Hit me up at Emerge City Clothing on Instagram. Hit up all the other podcasters. Shout out to y'all.
Everybody holding it down. Hey, since it was Halloween yesterday, man, do you have a favorite Halloween costume?
Oh, man, I forgot about Halloween, man. The pictures I put up. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Man, I want to know where the dude who was Jerome got that outfit from.
That MCM Jerome.
Where'd he get that?
I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
the dude who dressed up as Zardon and had the Power Rangers.
Yeah, yeah.
That was crazy.
Yo, they had some real creative shit out there this year, man. That was a lot less slutty stuff than I'm used to. So I was upset about that.
Yeah, man, I seen a couple. I seen like a dude said, "Tweet pick your out in Halloween costume," and a chick was at work in her stripper outfit and said, tweeted it, and people was like, "Ain't that your work?"
That's work. Time? That's not Halloween.
And then I seen a chick dressed like with all her body showing and some handcuffs. Like I never seen a cop like that. That was stupid.
It'd be crazy, man. Like yo, I didn't see the Pocahontas outfit, man. I was upset about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did see the was it Chun Li from Street Fighter though?
Man,
stop it.
Man, she was thicker than a snickle.
Yo, the female who commented on there, like I should do that. And I was like, you should. Like, I ain't want to say nothing crazy because she got a boyfriend now, but yes.
If
I need those pictures.
Please send that to me.
What else is crazy? The little baby that was Prince, he killed it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
The dude with his head in the box and the body holding him.
Holding the baby?
No. He had a body holding a box with no head.
Okay, okay.
Duh, his back gonna be so hurt.
Yeah, if he bent over like that all night.
Oh, man, with his head straight. Oh, heck nah. I don't know how he did that. He must be flexible.
That Precious and her mama, that was kind of lazy, but it was dope.
Was it just two big people?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. dang, it was some dope ones, man. I said I was going to go out, but like go all out one year. Mm-hmm. But I want something that look like I want the Predator jump off, like an actual movie set Predator costume.
Man, you want to pay for that?
Yeah, I'll be the man.
I didn't appreciate the black Batman slow grinding into the camera.
Oh, I gotta put that on Facebook because for some reason it didn't go.
I was like, mm-mm.
Man, oh,
it's slow jumping. I'm like, yo, why is he by himself though? Like, the black Batman can't get a chick.
Hey man, you gotta keep it authentic. How many chicks see Batman with slow grinding in the in a costume?
Vicky Vale,
not in a costume.
Yeah, he slow grinded a little bit.
No, he didn't. He can't even dance. Shout out to Blue Ivy in the Michael Jackson fit.
Yeah. Hey man, so they had that what was that shit? A power jam or some shit in New York, and Beyonce came dressed as Janet Jackson. Why the haters was on the internet? Why is she dressed like Janet Jackson? It's Halloween. That's why she's dressed like Janet Jackson.
Ah, she thinks she's Janet Jackson. Nah.
Like, come on, man, y'all gotta stop, B.
And shout out to Northwest for the skunk outfit.
Dress that baby up like a skunk.
They blew at me though, man. Who else, man? Who else has some dope? Oh, Fabulous killed it.
Yo, what was that? Oh, the Addams Family.
Yeah, they had the whole Addams Family.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was fire. And they had the hand. What was the hand name? That wasn't Cousin It, was it?
No, that was the Thing.
So what's the hand name?
Thing.
Oh. Yo, and I hate the parents of the just little boy like Lupita.
Yeah, nah, that was bad.
Even though he killed it. He's so happy, too.
Hell yeah.
I can tell that little boy bad as hell.
We only got two games of separation, man.
Only two? Because y'all be cheating that to stay a little closer home.
Oh, we be cheating. How we be cheating?
Cause y'all be conspiracy picking the same picks. I see what y'all doing. Groot, yo, whoever did the Groot, that's dope.
Yeah, that was tight. That was really tight.
I need that. I know he got all numbers. You can't beat that costume in the room. I would have went home if he came in with that.
This motherfucker. Come out. I'm out.
And we out of here, man. I'm about to go watch these games and put some money up.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.
Whoa, whoa. before I let go. We've had our good time. That's not to say, no. We've heard in each other. Girl, it's a shame.
Any other show. Forget that, yo.